You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
And at 3:04, we welcome you into the Gym Class on a Wednesday, the midweek edition here on KGYM. Great to have you with us here today. Scott Udash back after 2 days of R&R. Back in the captain's chair. Thank you to Zach Buttons for sitting in and guiding the ship along with Mark Dukes through the last couple of days. Good show coming up for you. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. We'll talk all things golf. We'll do that on the eve of the World Golf Championship FedEx tournament. That'll be taking place in Memphis starting tomorrow. And plenty of the things to talk about as far as that tournament is concerned. Plenty of things to talk about in the sports world as well as we join you here on this Wednesday on 1600 AM all over Eastern Iowa, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 107.5 FM, the Jim OT in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. I'm here at the board. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes on his back porch on a little bit of a cloudy day here in Eastern Iowa. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. I've relabeled it my Skype studio.
Oh, the Skype Scott. Studio. Okay, I missed
the
that
Skype
memo.
Skype studio from okay. My back porch. And gosh, welcome back. And hopefully it was nothing but fairways and greens for you.
Well, Monday, yes. Sunday, not so much. But isn't that 2020?
That's the game of golf.
Yeah, that's the game of golf out there. Great to be back, and we will be talking golf on the program today as Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside Resort Casino and Golf Resort will be joining us coming up in just a little bit. And you can reach us as well on the text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And great topic today and a great show you guys had yesterday, Mark. Got a chance to listen just coming into town yesterday. And Scott Docterman, as always, very informative and learned a lot of things.
Well, thank you. Yeah, Scott was a terrific guest, as he has been on our show and the Todd Bromekamp show with Alex Kuhn at various times, and he was very insightful, I thought. Podcast available, I presume, at kgymradio.com. And Monday, Jeff Johnson was terrific as well. So we're blessed with a lot of good guests.
Yeah, and I will go back and listen to that because I did not get a chance to hear what he had to say. And just to refresh me, because as I told you and I told John Hagerty, who does the high school football games with me for the past nearly two decades now, by the way. Everything I've done over the last month and a half is now in the bottom of the circular file because everything is anew now. Learn that over the weekend.
Well, a lot of folks are saying join the club, and it's extra work, but at least as it appears right now, there will be a schedule. You just have to redo a few things, and I'm sure you're well underway with that. And folks will learn about the broadcast schedule when it becomes finalized, I presume.
Very true. Very true. And that is a moving target, as we can imagine right now. Speaking of high school sports, it's a good place to start here today because there is news out there. And again, I don't know if there's a right answer or a wrong answer. In fact, there isn't a right answer or a wrong answer out there. The state of Illinois today has made their decision known as far as fall sports are concerned. The state of Illinois is going to move football, volleyball, and boys soccer to the spring 2021 season for this year. That is breaking. Adam Duvall from the Peoria Journal with that particular piece of news coming out today. And there'll be some changes as far as getting into the winter season as well. Some of the other events are moving to the winter time as well. But that's from the state of Illinois. I think Wisconsin is following suit as well. They're not playing sports in the fall. But as of now, Nebraska, Minnesota, Indiana made that announcement today. They are going forward. I believe Missouri also going forward from what I understood down there. And, of course, all of us here in the state of Iowa as of, 3:09 on July the 29th, we are going forward as far as the fall sports are concerned.
Yeah, and Governor Pritzker over there in Illinois beat the state association to the punch in saying that it wasn't going to allow high school sports to take place in the fall. Now, as you mentioned, the state association in Illinois is moving those three sports seasons to the spring, and several aspects to it in my mind. Number one, moving it to the spring, you know how many football players are involved in track and baseball and softball in Illinois. I mean, kids are going to have to make some tough decisions.
Yes, they are.
Especially at smaller schools that, you know, depend on athletes to play three or four sports. And already we've heard rumors of perhaps schools, for example, in Rock Island, Moline, the border states to Iowa, perhaps some kids and their families are looking to, Quad Cities teams, yeah. Davenport teams, Burlington, Clinton, for a spot to have their son play football this year. So, and what's really head scratching to me is that the governor is putting the kiboshes to high school football, but then allowing colleges and pros. Colleges and pros aren't affected. That's a stumper for me. A
lot more money involved in that aspect of things, I would imagine, would be the would be your answer as far as that is concerned. But you never know. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. And also, should mention, you mentioned Quad City Schools. Marion Ellis, whose stock has skyrocketed in the off season this year, in the summer, as far as high school basketball is concerned, made his commitment yesterday to the Texas Longhorns. He is going to be a Horn coming up. He's got one more year, I believe, at Davenport Central. Yeah, I know he has one more year at Davenport Central. He was a quarterback of their football team last year as well at 6'7". He was an interesting quarterback, but very athletic. And like I said, his stock is absolutely skyrocketed. And he's going to go and play for Shaka Smart and Texas. So good for him.
I think that was his first offer. I'm sure many schools were looking at the young man. I have not seen him play. Can't make any judgments about how good he actually is. But certainly Shaka Smart thinks he's pretty darn good. So, I think that was his first offer, and he hopped on it.
And we have also more breaking news. This coming out just moments ago, and you talked about changes as far as you talked about it as far as the high schools are concerned, Mark. And you have to make choices. We're going to find out a choice on Sunday as well, closer to home with Luca Garza. Does he take a chance and come back to Iowa City and see if there is going to be a college basketball season? But you talked about choices between football and track. Well, how about football between colleges and the pros? And you're going to see this more and more. But Virginia Tech's Caleb Farley, a projected first-round cornerback out of Virginia Tech, has just said that he is going to opt out of the coming college football season. He is not going to play, even if Virginia Tech plays this fall or be it the spring, if that's the backup plan out there. And he is not going to be the only one out there, Mark. You are going to see that decision. You started off a couple years ago under different circumstances as far as the bowls are concerned. Do you play in a bowl and risk injury before the NFL draft? And now you're going to see this in a little bit different light. Do you play if there is not going to be a college football season coming up this year?
Yeah, you're right. This young man will not be the last to opt out. We've already seen it in the NFL, principally with the New England Patriots, but left tackle Nate Solder of the Giants announced today he was going to opt out. And yes, I think that feeling will trickle down to the colleges and maybe even the high school ranks as families evaluate, you know, whether it's smart to have their boy or girl, a young man, young woman, participate in sports, even though we know the numbers of infections to young people, although they seem to be rising a bit. And as we've said many times, every state is different and things are fluid. So I don't know if there will be a significant trend, but I don't believe this young man from Virginia Tech will be the last one.
No, he's not going to. 319-366-1600. He would like to weigh in, and we'll get to the text line in a moment. More as far as Illinois high school sports are concerned, the IHSA has said they're going to shorten seasons now, and their new plan creates four shortened seasons. Football is going to start on February the 15th, Mark. Enjoy that. Our season running through the end of April, and then the traditional sports of spring will begin in early May and go through June. So Illinois is going to be a little bit of a summer sports place, I guess, for lack of a better term, coming up in 2021.
Yeah, no one knows how this virus is going to be come March.
Already talking about the NBA season of next year being pushed back.
It's already a gamble. You just either got to decide to pull the trigger or not in certain states.
Yeah, and so you don't have to make a decision between track and football. So there you go. They've figured that out a little bit, shortening the seasons right there. 16 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the program. This from 7633 on the text line, D3 Conference in Illinois, which contains the national champion North Central Cardinals. The CCIW has moved their season to the spring already. And I know you guys talked about that yesterday, the American Rivers Conference announcing that they are going to, at least for now, stay in the fall with their activities. But there are plenty of D3 conferences that are moving their fall sports to the spring season.
Yeah, including the Midwest Conference, of which Cornell and Grinnell, should Grinnell field a football team, are members. So I think schools out east, Division III, I think Ohio has the Division III programs will not go in the fall. But as you mentioned, the American Rivers Conference, interestingly enough, is going to go ahead with somewhat of an abbreviated schedule. I think the non-conference games are going to go away. But that's where we stand right now.
That is. 319-366-1600. The winter sports season in Illinois is now going to run from November 16th through February the 13th. So state basketball tournament will be in early February prior to Valentine's Day. That in the state of Illinois. Again, 319-366-1600. More COVID news coming out. Philadelphia Phillies, no Phillies testing positive today. Team is going to plan on restarting their season coming up on Saturday after their problems. Marlins still having problems. Several Major League Baseball teams still having problems. And then they're on the field problems for some teams. But what caught everybody's attention last night, Mark, was refreshingly not COVID-related. It was cheating-related. a lot of people have Joe Kelly as their new favorite Major League Baseball player now, at least those that do not like the Houston Astros. Sorry, BJ and Marion.
Yeah, who do you plunk? Alex Bregman?
Yes, Carlos Correa.
Yeah.
And threw behind Bregman.
I thought it was funny, Kelly's reaction. You could read lips, I guess, is a good way to put it. He didn't have much good to say about the Houston Astros.
No, he did not. They asked Dave Roberts before the game, the manager of the Dodgers, if there are going to be any residuals. And, you know, bless his heart, with a straight face, he said, no, I really don't think so.
Okay, fine.
Yep, good night. And if you believe that, I have some beach property I'd like to sell you here on the southeast side of Cedar Rapids or southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Doesn't matter. I'll get you some beach property out there. 319-366-1600. The Astros were going down in a big way last night to the Dodgers. Trust us on that one, and it happened.
And it happened. There's no question about it. And will the Dodgers be the last team to take it out on the Astros? I expect, you know what, are we 4 or 5 games into the season? I actually expected it to happen sooner.
Yeah, I really.
And maybe it did and I missed it. I don't know.
Maybe the White Sox pitchers are trying to and they just can't throw it that well they hit anybody.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's only 4 or 5 games in. Only 55 to go.
You don't want to start 1-4, though, Scott, do you?
In the season, I actually had somewhat of expectations for, and it's already falling apart. But, oh, well.
Yeah, there's 55 to go. A lot of things can change.
There you go. 319-366-1600. We're going to talk some golf coming up here in just a couple of minutes as Brian Haas will join us for another edition of Caddy Smack. If you have a question for Brian and want to get it in early about your game, go ahead and let us know via the text line. Again, that is 319-366-1600. We got state baseball and state softball going on, respectively, in Des Moines and at Fort Dodge. Congratulations to the Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy. 9-0 winners over Muscatine in a semifinal earlier today. And I do believe Kennedy will is advancing to their first state softball championship game in school history. So congratulations to Madison LeClaire, the head coach, and the rest of the Cougars.
Indeed, I echo that. And the opponent will be number one ranked Fort Dodge, defending champion, I believe.
No, Valley, but and, they were there.
Our Valley was, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's number one against number two seeds anyway, Kennedy being the number two. And the Cougars won long ball following Jeff Linder on Twitter, who's there to cover the state tournament. I think 3 long bombs today, including Kenny, the pitcher, who had been intentionally walked at least once previously, and Muscatine decided to pitch to her, and she promptly launched one about 300 feet over the fence out there at Rogers Complex in Fort Dodge. So, yeah, that's a great thing for Kennedy, and be interested to see what happens tomorrow, beginning at 5 o'clock.
Yep, they're going to take on Fort Dodge, and again, that will be coming up tomorrow. 3A final is now set. That will be Carlisle, the defending champions, against Winterset. Williamsburg in action right now, down 2-0 in a 3A semifinal. That going on in Fort Dodge. We got baseball. Earlier today, Urbandale with a 2-0 win over Waukee, and right now, it is Johnston leading Cedar Falls in a slugfest in the 5th inning, 7-6. That going on at Principal Park in Des Moines. Coming up later on at 4:30 schedule, but we'll see. It'll be City High against Dubuque Hempstead in an all-MVC quarterfinal. And then tonight at 7:30, it'll be Pleasant Valley taking on Ankeny. And then the semifinals will take place tomorrow in Class 1A and in Class 2A, and that includes North Lynn at 7:30 tomorrow night. They will take on Des Moines Christian in the late game over at Principal Park in Des Moines. So best of luck to all the area teams out there.
How about the Marion Indians?
How about Marion?
We were just getting off the air yesterday, and Todd and Alex followed up with the result of a team that started the season 1-7 is now in the state semifinals, and what a story that is and could be.
Yeah, it is. And, boy, great job by Steve Fish and company. Before we get to our break and golf, we would be remiss if we did not remember one of the most colorful figures as far as college basketball, especially in the Big Ten, Mark, is concerned. And we learned today of the passing of the great coach of the Fighting Illini of Illinois for so many years, Lou Henson, who actually passed away over the weekend. And the family released the news today. And, of course, Lou left Illinois, went down to New Mexico State. But Lou is always going to be remembered as the coach of the Fighting Illini over in Champaign-Urbana, the orange sport coat, the many run-ins with Gene Cady, heck, Tom Davis, just you name it. And just, like I said, a very, very colorful figure as far as Big Ten men's college basketball history is concerned.
Yeah, he was in Illinois around 20 years, and I always thought, Scott, he was very underrated, perhaps because, you know, he was going up against the likes of Knight and Keady and Judd Heathcoat and Tom Izzo, Lute Olson in his early days at Illinois. I mean, the Big Ten is right now stocked with some terrific coaches. And back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, that it wasn't any different. It was just different people by and large. But I thought he was underrated because of, you know, some of the other very good and colorful coaches in the league. And, you know, Henson made a Final Four, I believe, several NCAA tournaments, and put a lot of players into the NBA. I mean, and won a ton of games, over 700 games in his career between the two schools. He's the winningest coach at both schools. Still to this day. I just thought he was vastly underrated.
He was. And, of course, we had a very colorful Lou Henson versus the University of Iowa, or kind of the two staffs, Mark, staffs, if you will, had a very colorful past going back to Bruce Pearl and the Blazer days going back. And, of course, you had the Andy Kaufman shot in Champaign. Iowa seemingly never able to win and beat Illinois over at Assembly Hall in Champaign when it was called Assembly Hall, whatever, State Farm Center, whatever it's called now. It'll always be Assembly Hall in Champaign to me. But very colorful games between Iowa and Illinois in the day.
Yeah, a long history. There was the recruiting battle that the two staffs got sideways on. But Lou Henson himself died at age 88, and you said very colorful. I'd agree with that. Really nice guy, too. Maybe not on the sidelines when he's going to face-to-face with Knight or Keady, but he was that kind of person.
Goes back to the days in the Big Ten. You mentioned some of the colleagues that he was coaching against: Bob Knight, Judd Heathcoat, Gene Cady. Man, oh man. The Big Ten was just, it was chock full of great coaches at that particular time. Lute Olson into Tom Davis. And boy, it was just a lot of fun. It was just a fun, fun league. And that's when the league played on Wednesdays and Saturdays. You always had your traveling partner school, Iowa and Minnesota, and you knew when you were going to play and you knew who you were going to play and what time it was.
But yeah, it was fun. That was great times and so many great players as well in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And gosh, Henson spanned, maybe four Iowa coaches: Olson, Davis, Raveling, and maybe that's it. I'm not quite sure.
Oh, we forgot about it. 71-48 tells us so. We forgot about Eldon Miller, too, at Ohio State.
Yeah, how could we forget him? I mean, there's so many of them. It's difficult to remember them all, but just speaking off the top of my head, and absolutely, Eldon Miller was terrific.
Very much so. Some terrific coaches. But we will miss Lou Henson. College basketball will definitely miss the Lou Do over in Champaign, Urbana, and the orange sport coat that I know Brad Underwood brings it out every once in a while, and the rest of the Illinois coaches for big games, but there was only one orange sport coat, and that belonged to Lou Henson.
Yeah, who had the better hair, him or Gene Cady?
Ah, Lou did, but it was by a smidge.
A smidge, yep.
Cady tried the Lou do, it just didn't work. It did not work. All right, we'll take a break. 3:29. We'll talk some golf with you next. Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge will join us. Caddy Smack in the Gym Class after this. KGYM.
This summer, make sure your travel plans include a trip to the Iowa Lottery Prize Zone, where there's $250,000 in play to win cash prizes available in our Summer Cash Bash. Don't worry, it's a virtual trip. All you have to do is play one of 20 eligible scratch games and enter your non-winning tickets on our website or app. That gets you into the VIP club, the prize zone, and exactly where you need to be to win some cash. Visit IALottery.com for rules and complete details and play today. Woohoo!
In 1959, the Iowa football team wins the Rose Bowl. That same year tells the tale of Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper perishing in a plane crash over Clear Lake. That leads to the song American Pie in 1971. The same year Joe Frazier defeats Muhammad Ali for the first time. Frazier goes on to sing in his own band, Joe Frazier and the Knockouts, and scored a hit in 1974 by covering Knock on Wood. The same year, Hank Aaron beats Babe Ruth's home run record. Next would be 1982. Iowa wins the Peach Bowl, and Michael Jackson releases the highest selling album of all time called Thriller. You see, great moments in sports and music always go together. So enjoy both with great sports coverage on KGYM Sports Radio and great moments in music on Smart FM, both available on your smart speakers. Or grab the live stream at KGYMradio.com and smartrockin.com.
Are you remodeling this summer? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. Hardware? They've got it. Looking for new cabinets? They're happy to help you design the new space of your dreams with beautiful, well-worn cabinetry. And of course, they have decorative shiplap and beautiful trim, too. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
And yet another major brand just announced it's halting all social media advertising.
The two most overused and abused words in advertising are truth and trust. They are the two most precious commodities for all brands, big and small. As an advertiser, you have to trust your partners to protect your brand's truth using the media consumers trust. Radio, it's on.
KGYM would be honored to earn your trust. Connect with us. Sales at KZIA.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Rommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
And we welcome you back at 3:31. It is the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Buttons on the other side of the glass, taking you through the program here today. Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That will come your way next right here on KGYM. And we remind you that the gym is partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up and it is still on sometime in the next 2 months, 60 days, we'd like you to submit your information. And if selected, your event will be featured on the air and online. Go to KGYMradio.com and find out more information. And more information on golf is what we're about to embark on. And Brian Haas set to join us right now from Blue Top Ridge at Riverside, down at the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort on this Wednesday. Good afternoon, Brian. How are you?
Doing well. How are you today, Scott?
Doing great. Fantastic. And getting to the end of the month of July already. We're the craziness of this year, and it seems to just be flying along as well.
Yeah, it is. It's going really fast, and we're right in the midst of getting ready for our Iowa Open, and I feel like that should still be a month away.
Are you ready?
A little bit better. Yes, I think I am. And it'll be interesting to see how I do, with everything that's going on around us at this time and then trying to play at the same time. But yeah, I feel pretty good right now.
Awesome.
Yeah, Brian, the 87th Iowa Open, it just has such a tradition rich ring to it. So many great players have participated and won. I'm curious, since you're hosting, you're wearing a couple different hats as a player and as a host. How's that all work?
Yeah, it's a little different. The one good thing for me is that the IOPGA really does host the event. It's at my facility, but it is an Iowa PGA event. So I don't have a lot to do with the overall setup and day-to-day operations of it, other than I just want all of our guests here that are playing in the event to have a great event and really enjoy our facility. So we're really just making sure that all the things around the tournament itself, when they arrive, where they're practicing, all the different practice areas that we have are all in perfect condition and ready for them. So that's really my big piece of it. The rest of it, the pin positions and how the course plays is really up to the Iowa PGA. We did some prep work in areas where prairie grass got a little too thick and did some prepping of those areas to make sure that they're findable and not necessarily playable, but findable. Mm. And did some things like that early on, but that part has already passed. So I get to kind of settle in and be a part of the event.
And play, and hopefully do well.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are they going to play at? What yardage do you think they're gonna go for the tournament?
Sure, they'll play right around 7,300 yards, somewhere in that range, give or take, on either side of that. It'll really depend daily on the wind conditions. Having 5 and 6 tee boxes on every hole, they're capable of rearranging the golf course just a little bit to make it appropriate for the wind conditions for the day. It looks like it's going to be pretty mild for these few days coming up here, practice rounds starting tomorrow. And so I feel like they'll probably max out the course a little bit. Mike has it playing very fast. And I think the faster they play it, the longer they'll play it.
Mm. Brian, I'm curious how you landed the tournament. Is that something you bid on, or are you just, we want this, the Iowa PGA says we wanted at Riverside this year?
Yeah, it's a combination of needing a facility and sponsors. We sponsor Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, Elite Casinos Resorts sponsors the tournament. So we write the check for the $25,000 for the champion of the event. And so we're the main sponsor. So that has a lot to do with why we have it, for sure. And we want it. We have a great facility to highlight in front of, really golf professionals from 24 different states across the country. I looked through the listing today and counted 24 different states of where they're coming from. So I'm really excited about that. And the opportunity to get them all here and seeing our facility, and that's what it's about. So this is our second contract with the IOPGA, and it'll be our second grouping of 3 years in a row, three consecutive years. So we have two more years after this one in our contract.
Mm, okay. Mm. Brian Haas joining us here at 3:37. If you have a question about your golf game, feel free to let us know on the text line, and Brian will answer, do his best to answer your question and get you out of the doldrums if you are indeed in them. That 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 as we get into the latter portion of the month of July. And you got the Iowa Open. We got the City Am in Cedar Rapids coming up this weekend. And it's tournament golf time.
Right. Hopefully I didn't pull too many of those top AMs out of your event in Cedar Rapids here. I noticed you had quite a few good AMs playing in the Iowa Open. In fact, I saw we have 7 current and former Hawkeyes playing.
Oh, wow.
In this event, yes. Some are golf professionals now, and some are still amateurs.
Well, speaking of former Hawkeyes or golf professionals, you might try to get one eye on the Korn Ferry Tour leaderboard this weekend, because the Shockey brothers, Carson and Alex, are in the field, actually paired with one another, starting tomorrow. And this is really, it's in Omaha, Nebraska, really a home game for these two kids.
So my curiosity is, did they have to rewrite the rule sheet to say no biting, kicking, spitting? And
they're not wrestlers.
No wrestling on the T-boys. And when you got brothers paired together, which is just different. And so I saw that as well. I think it was Carson that sent out a tweet pretty early this week once they sent out the pairings. I thought that was just a hoot and fun. That will be really fun to watch.
It will be. And
they've had a lot of success over there in their amateur days, right? One more than the other?
Oh, definitely. And still have, yeah. Yeah, they are playing some good Nebraska golf for sure. And will continue as they go forward and into their professional careers as well.
Yeah. Question, a good one on the text line. At 319-366-1600, as we talk golf on Caddy Smack for this week. 9896 asks, I've noticed a lot more graphite shafts in putters. What's the thought behind that?
Sure, I love it. So we've had Sterling on the show before. Sterling McIravy is playing really well right now. And he just asked me the exact same question. So I think it was Ricky Fowler. Just put one into his Scotty Cameron putter, and then also Brad Faxon had one made by Cameron as well. And there's a new shaft that's out there that some of the players are trying, and they're saying that it has less torque. And I'm not going to argue, you know, what they're saying it does, because it probably does. But the reality for me is I try to look at it as wide open as I can and not be too tunnel visioned about how they say this is going to perform. But unless you're really hitting a ball all the way out on the toe of the putter, you're really not torquing that putter very much. And so you'd have to have some pretty extreme ball strikes on your putter in order for that shaft to have to respond in that fashion. Weight is a big deal for a lot of players. And the lighter you can make something, the more you're going to feel the head. Some players may like that. Some players may not like that. Some players like a balanced feel to where you don't feel the head or the butt of the grip any more than the other. So it really just boils down to the player for me and what feels good to them and what they can line up to the hole is probably most important. And then the feel of it, the weight of it, and all of that comes next. If I gave them the exact same putter with the same weight shaft in it that was steel, they'd probably get the same result.
4007 on the text line mentioning that DeChambeau has a graphite shaft as well. And I guess with his success, maybe that was a tipping point for some players as well.
It definitely is. And they've come and gone over the years through fitting and different manufacturers have put them in. Right now, Odyssey has one out there that's a mixed combination of some sort of material that's not steel and then steel. And that's been in play for a little while now. And most of the Odyssey players on tour are playing with that shaft. So it's out there already. I don't know that it makes that much difference. Again, like I said, we're not swinging our putters, you know, full swing. And striking the ball off center would be the biggest piece that something like that might make a difference in. But most players can pretty well find the center of their putter.
Yeah. 319-3. Go ahead.
A Corey Pavin putter.
Yeah.
Yep.
319-366-1600. Another question on the text line from Joe. Does Brian analyze professionals as they play on TV? The famous or infamous Minolta, Konica Minolta swing biz camera they show on TV. There's never a bad swing. Well, that's why they're pros. But, you know, I tend to do that as well. I'm not analyzing them, but when they make a bad swing or a bad shot, you can kind of tell a little bit what they did wrong when they go into slow motion. I wish I had that for our swings.
So he'll laugh at my answer to that. I don't. And it's kind of similar to an accountant. So when the accountant goes home, does he get out some more spreadsheets and see what's wrong with the spreadsheet? And he doesn't. so I don't go home and watch golf because I see it all day. And on occasion I will. I'll get somebody that asks, hey, did you see that golf swing? What do you think of that golf swing? I'll have to go backwards and Google it and find their swing online to go take a look at it. And I think that the latest one, I'm drawing a blank on the player. He's kind of been in the limelight lately, that I pulled up and took a look at his swing, is almost Furyk-like, except that he doesn't stand as close to the ball at address. But once he gets the club past the top of his swing and he starts moving toward the golf ball at impact, he's the same as everybody else, same as Furyk. The only thing Furyk has to do is, because his hands are so close to his body at address, he has to get his hips way out of the way by the time he gets to impact.
Might be
Otherwise,
Matt.
He'd run into his hips.
Is that Matt Wolf?
Yeah, Matt Wolf. That's who I analyzed the other day. Yep. And the reason I analyzed him was because somebody asked me to. But outside of that, I don't go home and analyze players.
Well, if you take Matthew Wolf's twitch, which he does to start his swing, you take that out of it.
Yeah.
And as you said, Brian, it's just whether it's Furyk or Wolf or anybody who's got a weird swing or not a normal swing, it's the getting that club in the right path at impact.
Yeah, and I look at it as, if you can repeat your golf swing over and over and over again and get a same result, it doesn't matter if that ball moves right to left or left to right or it's fairly straight. If you can repeat it, that's a good golf swing. So I don't have an opinion on what is a perfect golf swing. I don't have one way to hit the ball with the way I teach. I think there's lots of ways to hit the ball. But is it repeatable for the player? So if it's not repeatable for the player, then we got to make changes. And that's kind of the way I look at it. And looking at Matthew Wolf's swing, he can repeat it. He can do it over and over again. And we watched Furyk do it for, you know, tens of years on tour. And again, it's all repeatable. And so once it's repeatable, then I think that's a good golf swing.
I agree.
Well, what, Brian, what kinds of things would you change in a golfer's swing? Because you deal with players of various handicaps, from the Shockies to down to people like me. And I suppose with the more accomplished players, you're just fine-tuning things a little bit. You're not going to change a whole swing.
Yeah, it gets really small. And we're looking at small degrees and slight changes. A good example is one of my coworkers here that works in the golf shop plays at Grandview University, and I helped him on his day off today a little bit with his golf swing. And the reality was, is there was nothing wrong with his golf swing. His alignment, he hit a half dozen balls for me, and only two of the balls he aligned the same way, but neither of those were even at the target. And he couldn't figure out why he was missing both directions. And I said, you didn't, out of six balls, he might have had one where he lined up at the target, and that was it. So we had to go back to the drawing board of, you know, posture, grip, and alignment.
Yeah.
and get his alignment right. And with sticks, we got him hitting, it was probably 40-ish balls, because he'd been doing it for a little while, making sure he got comfortable hitting shots directly at the target. And then once he got that, then we had to go practice alignment. So we take away the sticks, go to an open area, and start getting yourself square to a target, hit the shot, and then recheck it. And then that's when he starts to get good again. So it's little things like that. He comes in with a really good golf swing, and you find out, you know, you're just not aiming at the target properly. And when you don't aim at the target, it's hard to get your body and club and ball moving toward the target consistently. So again, like you said, with them, it's small things.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. More of your questions for Brian Haas when we come back. We're going to take a break, and more of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming up after this. KGYM.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything now at Menards. Improve your home's curb appeal with big savings on a great selection of ideal garage doors, including garage doors from the Designer Series. A 9x7 white insulated Designer Series garage door with windows is $599.99 after 11% off. Other sizes are also available. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through August 1st. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards. The squad is back for the 2020 season. Our beloved Twins are back on the field playing baseball. We appreciate the support from all our fans as we continue to find more ways for you to be part of the game we all love. Visit TwinsBaseball.com to see new ways to engage with the team and the players all season long. 2020 is the year we stand strong, together. One team, one territory, one Twins family. The 2020 Minnesota Twins. Baseball is back.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dentist to actually believe you?
And you're flossing every day.
Absolutely.
Great. And you're cutting down on your sweets?
Of course.
Wonderful. Then I don't even need to look in there.
Great. See you in 6 months.
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
The Low Post Podcast with Zach Lowe.
It's time for the Knicks to just unleash Mitchell Robinson. We can't get through this thing where it's like year five and we're playing this whole what if Mitchell Robinson this. Like, it's time to find out what Mitchell Robinson is, because the evidence suggests he's going to help you. The dude shot 74%. He broke Wilt Chamberlain's record. If you break Wilt Chamberlain's record, like, it's maybe time for you to play a little bit more than Taj Gibson.
You can listen to the Low Post Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down.
So you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
3:50 back with you, Caddy Smack in the Gym Class here at KGYM. Football breaking news before we get back to golf here, Mark. The ACC has announced their plans as far as football is concerned. The ACC just announcing they are going to play a 10 or perhaps 11 game schedule this fall. No divisions, all conference games. You can have an 11th game as a non-conference game, but you must play a team from your home state. And the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, everyone worried and asking about Notre Dame's future. Notre Dame's going to be just fine. Notre Dame has been included into the ACC equation. They are eligible to play in the ACC championship game, which will be the top two teams after they hope regular season play. The biggest game on the docket, the new docket, will be Clemson at Notre Dame. Clemson has to go to Notre Dame. They go to Florida State as well, and they also go to Virginia Tech. So Clemson kind of got the short end of the stick with this new schedule. But Notre Dame's an ACC school for this year. How about that?
Yeah, very interesting situation. I haven't got to absorb all of it. I did see it, but since it just is breaking, very interesting situation with Notre Dame. And some folks kind of speculated about this, but very, very interesting news.
There you go. 319-366-1600. More time for questions for Brian Haas, our pro here on Caddy Smack from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside. I wanted to ask you, Brian, not so much in your neck of the woods. I think you've gotten a little bit more rain than we have, but it is dry as a bone around Cedar Rapids and Marion, especially off into western Iowa and into central Iowa. We had all that rain earlier in the year, and now we don't have the rain, and courses are starting to – everything's starting to feel it right now.
Yeah, that's for sure. We're spoiled here and have a really high-tech system, so our heads can be dialed in head by head and told how long to run. So definitely spoiled in that sense. So Blue Top is in perfect condition, and he'll keep drying it out for this tournament, which is not normal. to get it, you know, playing very fast. But yes, I mean, that for a lot of, especially older clubs and older country clubs were, you know, at one time they may have had single row and now have double row irrigation. Those are the courses that are out pulling hoses and really trying to make sure they take care of those hot spots. And older courses that have a lot of poana in them, where they're not fully, they're bent golf courses, but the poana is a little more susceptible to the heat. So you'll see your golf course superintendents out pulling some hoses to some of those dry areas and trying to keep them moist so that they don't get too dry and too hot, because older courses of poana, that will definitely die out.
Brian, I had one last question for you, and I think I know the answer to this, but I think a lot of folks don't. And the question is, what can you learn from looking at your fairway divot after a shot?
Sure. Another great question. The divot will tell you a lot of, for one, where you're aimed at, and can be a great indicator that your alignment is incorrect. Also, it can be a great indicator that your path or club face is incorrect through impact. So most of the time for a right-handed player, they'll see a divot that goes left. And that player is most of the time aimed right and swinging across their body. And if they repair their alignment, they'll still swing left and they'll just end up hitting it more left of left. And so then they have to start looking back at their path and correcting the path and getting it going toward the target. I like to use two alignment sticks in that case. I will put one between the ball and my feet, and then I will put one behind the ball about a foot or two behind it, aiming directly at the target I want to hit the ball at. And then start working your club path toward the target so that that stick and your divot start to match a little closer. Because we swing around ourselves, most divots will look a little bit left, but if it's going more than a little bit left, then I would check your alignment first and then put the two sticks down and hit balls, you're trying to get your divot going toward your target.
Yeah. Well, we got the a World Golf Championship event coming up this weekend. The championship season really takes off as far as the PGA Tour is concerned, a TPC Southwind in Memphis. For the FedEx tournament, no Tiger Woods is elected to sit out. I thought that was a little bit of an interesting move by him, but he will get ready for the PGA at Harding Park coming up the following weekend. And then, of course, we had the announcement today, what I think everyone thought was going to happen, but we're kind of hoping against it, but there will not be fans at the 2020 U.S. Open at Wingfoot outside New York City this year.
Yeah, it's hard. It's, you know, a U.S. Open is, it's a big deal, and it's a major, and you get so many fans around those greens and down the fairways and off the tee boxes that I don't know how they could social distance without cutting that down to, you know, just a couple hundred fans, and I don't know that that's fair either. So I don't hate their choice. I think they're just being safe. I think it's a good idea. We're going to have fans for the Iowa Open, but you know, if we have 50 fans here all day, that might be it. And would, you know, love to see a few more than that. But you know, with the number of fans that we'll have, they'll be able to social distance and spread out on the golf course, and it'll be safe. Sure, I think for a U.S. Open, I think that's going to be really difficult to do.
Yeah. Well, best of luck, Brian. And
yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we'll hope.
Had a good practice round on Saturday. I missed one fairway and didn't miss any greens. I didn't make any putts. I had 17 pars and one birdie, and so it's starting to come back together a little bit, and hopefully peaking at the right time.
Yeah. As we say in our bowling team, what is it, Mark? Nice par, David. I'll take 18 of them.
That's right. I'll take 18 of them. Exactly right.
Brian, best of luck. We'll talk in a couple weeks, all right?
Thanks so much. Take care, guys.
All right. Brian Haas, the head pro at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside Golf Resort and Casino, joining us here on the program. Before we leave you, 9843 on the text line, ACC should have made Notre Dame commit to joining the conference for minimum 5 years for football. Well, they already play sort of in the conference, but maybe this opens up the door that we don't know about. But the ACC is going to have Notre Dame play as an ACC school this year. That's just coming out in the last couple of minutes. And we'll see if we have anything from Iowa City tomorrow and Kansas City. We'll talk about that and other things coming up tomorrow. Mark, have a great night.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Before we can move forward, we have to get ready to start moving again.